Dog's Opinion radio show, and I am waiting for them to connect with Eric Shine, who's supposed to join me for the second hour to talk about what's going on with him. He is the host of In the Zone, which is on Saturday and Sunday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight Central Time. You can hear Eric's show, In the Zone, and we thought we had connected with him, but I guess we haven't. So I'll go back to what I was talking about what they're doing down, or were doing, the United Nazis, you know, the UN critters, the Nazis and the United Nations. United Nazis, anyway, they want to distribute tens of billions of dollars and give it to poor countries. Well, of course, they're working feverishly to make us one of those poor countries. And then what's going to happen when there's no money left to distribute out of our pockets into theirs, huh? Anyway, but that's, you know, that's their hustle. Part of these ideologies that they're pushing is, of course, the redistribution of the wealth. And they claim that all these poor nations have just suffered because you and I have, we have a little heat. We have maybe air conditioning. Most of us do. At least we have access to it. Let's see, what else? We have a roof over our head, most of us do. Well, that's unjust. We have food in our bellies, and most of us eat 3 squares a day. Or we have access to 3 squares a day. And even, I got news for you, where I live, now if you are homeless where I live in the county seat here in this county, well, there are churches you can go to. Isn't that a funny thing? Churches one could go to for help, as one used to do, prior to, a lot of these different social programs that were implemented. One relied on their family or the church. But since we've effectively destroyed the family in this country, well, there's not a lot of reliance on families anymore because they've been broken up or non-existent in the first place. So, but you can get 3 hots 7 days a week here where I live. Yep. Churches. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. In fact, I had a friend here, homeless guy I knew, who I used to run into him and talk to him, and he would tell me, boy, you know, he said, it's getting pretty wild out there. And this was a guy who I don't think he's left this town. He was a little unusual, very bright gentleman, just a little eccentric, if you will. So I used to talk to him. I'd see him, and we'd shoot the breeze, and he'd tell me what was going on. He'd say, oh, it's getting a little wild around there, around here. It's getting a little unusual on the streets, because he had his ear to the ground, so to speak, because he was wandering around the streets. And he used to tell me about the kinds of food he got when he would go to get breakfast, lunch, and dinner from these churches that were serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, the safety net created by the kindness of the hearts of the people who help support the churches, who help support the downtrodden in our society, which is the way it was really always meant to be. It wasn't about taking people's money out of one pocket, or their pocket, or your pocket, or my pocket, and giving it to someone else. It was about you doing charitable acts out of the kindness of your heart and your benevolence. Your choice to be benevolent was your choice. It wasn't a forced benevolence, if you will. But that's what we got going on now, and that's what they want to do. They want to distribute tens of billions of your dollars to these poor countries because they think because you have milk to drink that you are evil. And if you're riding around in a car, you're double evil. If you have air conditioning, you're triple evil. And so the way to eliminate all of this evil that they perceive, this injustice, well, they'll steal your money and give it to somebody else. And then it's justified. Anyway, I'm coming back in 3 minutes, and Eric is awake, and he is with us, and I'll bring Eric Shine on when I come back in 3 minutes. Don't change that dial, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
This is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And my guest joining me is the host here on Republic Broadcasting Network of In the Zone, which you can hear on Saturday and Sunday nights from 11 p.m. to midnight Central Time. Eric Schein is on the line with me. Hi, Eric. Thanks for getting up. I know it's early out there for you on the West Coast. How you doing?
Not too early.
How you
Not
doing?
Bad, Maggie.
Good.
Thanks.
Good. So listen, I was reading the article that's up on RBN, and for everybody listening, if you go to RBN, you're going to find it. Indefinite Detention Act provisions within S-1867, H.R. 1540, H.R. 1253, already underway since 2003, and I'm just going to read the little blurb that's up there, Eric, and then we can get into what's going on with you and what's been happening with you. The following is a recent motion for assistance of counsel that lays out much of what Eric has been battling as an alleged civilian against the newly declared special branch of military now operating within the Department of Homeland Security and not defense, known as the U.S. Coast Guard. Don't fool yourself. The Coast Guard pretends to be all warm and fuzzy with Kevin Costner and Ashton Kutcher playing roles as the Guardians, and instead take a look at the string of recent commandants in Admiral Loy, think FEMA, TSA, DHS, Interim Head, now Lockheed Martin, and Admiral Allen, FEMA, Gulf Disaster, Weapons Seizures, Subs for the Coast Guard, BP Incident Commander, is married to the oil industry in Pamela Hess III, and others are directly, like Admiral Loy, initiating new biometric ID card to be national, to be new national electronic ID, as in the Lockheed Martin TWIC cards. So, you know what, Eric, I'm not sure how many people know what's going on with you, so if you want to get a rundown of that, that might be a good place to start, and then we can connect the dots with the correlation between our National Defense Authorization Act and what's been going on with you, I guess. So how's that for a place to start?
Sure. The Coast Guard is supposed to be a federal maritime police agency. It came from originally the Treasury Department, moved into the Commerce Department, and then it moved into the Department of Transportation when it was created in the 60s, in 1965, and I think consummated finally in 1967. It is effectively made up of the Lighthouse Service, Life Saving Service, Icebreaking Service, what was the Rum Runner Service, what was the Revenue Marine, and it moved under the cover of the war, or launching of the war in Iraq, from the Department of Transportation into the newly created Department of Homeland Security, as if it came from the Department of Defense somehow, and started to declare that it was a branch of military, not in the Department of Defense, where all branches of military are supposed to be contained, and military law, which branches of the military operate under for all their personnel, and anyone that they come into contact with, which is a form of martial law. Military law is Title 10, Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it is contained within the Department of Defense for a reason. It is much like a weapon, whether it's a nuclear weapon or a tank, a military gavel is a form of a military weapon. And what the Coast Guard has done is effectively moved military law, a form of martial law, out of the Department of Defense covertly and moved it into the Department of Homeland Security, and is now saying that it is a special branch of military that does not have to follow the Uniform Code of Military Justice, and it's called uniform for several reasons. One, it's only supposed to apply to, and people who come under it only apply themselves to, men and women in the same uniform. The Navy does the Navy, Marine Corps does the Marine Corps, Army does the Army. The Coast Guard, which is not supposed to be a branch of military, is supposed to come under the APA, Administrative Procedure Act, which is civil service law. Since they are not, or no longer applying civil service law to themselves, and are now applying military law, Title 10 UCMJ, to themselves, they now are compelled somehow to apply civil service law in Title V or the Administrative Procedure Act to civilians here in the United States. So we have a branch of military administering, policing, regulating, enforcing, even adjudicating through court action by filing charges and civil complaints against civilians that is being adjudicated by the military, and thus we have, much like under Bismarck and the three Napoleons, four, you know, dictators from Europe, one from Germany and three from France, who are actually making civilian law through use of the military. And the Coast Guard brought charges against me in 2003, March 6, 2003, several weeks before the launching of the war in Iraq on between March 18th and March 22nd, 2003. And they've used JAG counsel in the Coast Guard to prosecute me. They have used medical staff in the Coast Guard to observe me in the proceedings in how I defended myself to declare me medically, mentally incompetent.
Eric, what you were in the You were in the Marines, Merchant Marines,
no,
or in the Coast Guard? What's your affiliate? How did you get connected with them?
I'm not in the Coast Guard, never been in the Coast Guard. I don't know if I would actually ever serve in the Coast Guard. A naval officer, I went to Kings Point. Kings Point is the United States Merchant Marine Academy. It is superintended by the United States Navy. I come out as a naval officer, a commissioned naval officer, serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine. Kings Point is a federal military service academy, much like West Point, Annapolis, and the Air Force Academy. All four are military federal service academies, where the Coast Guard is a federal service academy, but not a federal military service academy. It is a federal police academy, and the Coast Guard itself is a federal police agency. It has brought charges against me, and even in my most recent court action, which is a petition for review of agency action, the Coast Guard is acting as a branch of military and as a federal agency at the same time.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, and, you know, I'm not that intimately familiar with the, you know, what the underpinnings of the different branches of the military or the Coast Guard. I have to tell you, I've always thought the Coast Guard was part of the military. I never knew that it wasn't.
No, they've actually set out on a very long and detailed program to get people to believe. In 1999, they voluntarily took on Title 10 in the UCMJ. There was a bunch of articles put out. Many people see the Coast Guard because they have boats, they have uniforms, they have guns. They even call them an armed uniformed service, which doesn't equate to a branch of military. The Navy was created under Article 2. It was basically for the president to, I don't want to say own and control, but to command. And it was, you know, on watch 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year to prevent invasion. And so the Navy was always there. The Army, however, was under the Article 1 under the Congress, and the purse strings itself was a means to not only initiate but also to shut down, because we were not intended to have a standing army. We were set up much like how England had been set up, to where it had not had a, you got to look at our roots. Many of the things that, although we declared independence, although we fought a Revolutionary War, much of our legal codes and traditions came from England and or Europe. Even in one of the cases that I cite in the motion that you mention is not only posse comitatus, but in the case law, Reed versus Covert from 1957, Justice Hugo Black from the United States Supreme Court in 1957 went all the way back to the Magna Carta from 1215 AD from England, from Europe, where it lays out, and he laid out in his majority opinion, why there is a bright line of separation between the military and the public commons or civilian affairs. And this even goes back, you know, before that, it goes back to Rome, you know, several thousand years ago. And that's why I have the website Crossing the Rubicon, is our military is intended for one thing, defense of all the people. And posse comitatus, and you've heard some rumblings and rumorings that posse comitatus is now antiquated, and that this is starting to come out and being, you know, used as propaganda. Because they want to use our military, and they're already militarizing our police, but they would like to go even a step further and use our military as a police force here in the United States. And posse comitatus was passed after the Civil War because the North used the military to impose itself upon the South and to use the military as a police and regulatory force. And using the military as a police force is a military dictatorship.
Hang on, Eric. That's the cue music. We need to go to break. Eric Schein is my guest. He is the host of In the Zone, heard here on RBN Saturday and Sunday night, 11 p.m. Central Time. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't change that dial.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Are you reading in the news?
This is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my guest right now is Eric Schein, and he is the host of In the Zone. You can hear him Saturday and Sunday evenings here on RBN from 11 p.m. to midnight Central Time. When we went to break, Eric, you had talked, you were mentioning Posse Comitatus. So please continue if you would.
And I was mentioning, though, the Navy was created under Article 2, you know, to be on watch 24/7 to protect the country from invasion, so that the president could use the Navy to repel an invasion and give Congress enough time to meet and convene and raise an army under Article 1. And that would be, of course, to defend the nation and repel, of course, an invasion, not to be overseas as an empire in foreign, you know, incursions all around the globe. We've got, I think, forces in 139 countries or so now. But the Marine Corps was spawned from the Navy, and the Air Force was spawned from the United States Army. The Coast Guard, however, was created by Alexander Hamilton, who many, when you research him, was much of a royalist, if not a world federalist, who had, I guess, some misgivings on the creation of our new country and was more beholden to the royal families of Europe, and he created the Revenue Cutter Marine under the Treasury Department which eventually formed the icebreaking service, took over a lot of other services like the life-saving service and lighthouse service, which were all volunteer services, eventually became civil services. And in 1915, we're all brought together under Wilson in the midst of World War One. And ever since, the Coast Guard has, every time we've had a war or a conflict, tried to redefine itself as a special branch of military, although it's not a branch of military, it's civil service. That's like saying the Postmaster General is a real general and that somehow the post office is now a branch of military. The Commandant in the Coast Guard has a title, much like the Surgeon General, to where he's supposed to be. And you've seen where, you know, people like Jocelyn Elders put on a
She wore a uniform.
No, but it's ceremonial. It's not, you know. And that's the same thing with the Commandant. But the Commandant has now come out, and you have to realize that, like, Admiral Allen, the most recent, who Admiral Papp took over for, he's the current Coast Guard Commandant. But Admiral Allen, as you mentioned in the little blurb on the piece up on RBN, is married to Pamela Hess III. And if you remember, the British brought over in our Revolutionary War the Hessians. The Hessians from German mercenaries. So we've got a bunch of individuals embedded within our federal government who appear to be Americans, who are acting as if they are Americans. They speak English. They walk and talk just like us. They grew up here. But they don't believe in a republic. They believe in a kingdom. And this whole system of quote-unquote New World Order is about reinvigorating or recreating a new world United Kingdom, to recreate what was once, you know, held under the British crown, a worldwide system of kingdoms. And they want to not only merge us with Canada, which is a constitutional monarchy, but Canada is a member nation state of the European Union. 54 member nation states under the United Kingdom or the Commonwealth, including Canada, Australia, Belize, the Falkland Islands, and more, are, and people don't understand this, and this is, you know, it all reverts back to Germany. In my estimate, and this is a lot of what's going on with the Coast Guard and militarization of the Coast Guard and militarization of our police forces and more, is that France has effectively surrendered, much like in World War II. It is now working with the Germans, whether it be Vichy French or whatever, to subjugate the other countries in Europe. England is much at odds and starting to realize that Germany has, you know, pulled a great sleight of hand through the European Union and the, it was the European Economic Community, the EEC, that devolved into and formed the European Union and the Euro. England has tried to keep the pound and the sterling separate and apart, at least their monetary system. They are even at odds right now, battling with the EU of whether they are independent, whether they are part of the EU, whilst at the same time claiming that they are, and then on the other hand claiming that they're not. If you start to peruse the internet, you'll find both sides of the story, you know, where England is trying to keep the European Union and Germany at arm's length to an extent with what's going on in Europe, but then also trying to say that they want to be part of this, you know, international or national community. But people don't realize it's not just 27 member nation states in the EU, it's actually 81. And they are trying to pull us into that by merging us with Canada and Mexico. So there's bigger issues here than, and this is why it's going on, but it's also for profit. Let me get this one point out.
Sure, go ahead.
The Coast Guard, by converting it to a branch of military from a civil service, now all of these military federal contractors that can only contract to, you know, the military, and I'll give one example, and you know, nothing against this bank. Well, I was going to say about USAA, and I'll come back on that.
Yeah, hang on, Eric. We got to go to break, everybody. 3 minutes. We'll return. Eric Schein is my guest. Don't change that dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. My guest for the second hour is Eric Schein, and he is the host of In the Zone, 11 p.m. to midnight, Saturday and Sunday night, here on Republic Broadcasting Network, and that is 11 p.m. to midnight Central Time. For all of those out there listening all over in different time zones. So back to what you were saying, Eric, I know you wanted to make a point when we hit that break, so please go ahead.
Well, USAA is a federal savings bank in Texas, and its charter is, and it's controlled, its board of directors is all ex-military personnel, high-ranking, interconnected into the military-industrial complex, and it caters to the military.
What's now it? What's the USSA Bank?
No, USAA.
USAA, okay.
They're starting to advertise a lot more than they have in the past about their, you know, who they cater to and who their clientele is. But they effectively, it's like GEICO and how GEICO got started. GEICO stands for Government Employee Insurance Company. Somebody got a hold of a federal directory and started to target and to cater to government employees. And that's how GEICO got its start, through the military-industrial complex, through the federal government. And it's now, I think, second largest insurer in the United States, or third. But USAA is a federal savings bank that does insurance and more. It caters to the military. Now that the Coast Guard has been converted from a federal civil service maritime police force or agency into a special branch of military and homeland security, USAA can now cater to several hundred thousand more people. Now, there's about, it's closer to about 60,000 Coast Guard personnel now in uniform in the Coast Guard. And I believe some civil service personnel as well, not in uniform, in the Coast Guard, but it's also their families, extended families that USAA can now cater to. So there's direct beneficiaries, and whether USAA did anything wrong or not, I'm not saying that they did, but there are stakeholders who benefit from the Coast Guard being a branch of military rather than a civil service. And even Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Allen has come out with this whole war on terror or war on drugs that the Coast Guard needs submarines. So it there's a lot more involved, like even what Reagan was doing in trying to create a 600-ship Navy to where now the Navy would be 300 ships and the Coast Guard is some kind of an auxiliary of the Navy that most people see as some kind of military force or Navy would in fact become an adjunct to and a some kind of an agency branch of military that straddles the line between being a military force and one that can police and or regulate not just Title V, like the Administrative Procedure Act, but Title 33, Navigation, Title 46, Shipping, Title V, the Administrative Procedure Act, the Oil Pollution Act, the Environmental Protection Act, et cetera, et cetera.
So this, like, opens up everything from A to Z.
Well, because it's also, the Coast Guard is under Admiralty and General Maritime Law. Admiralty, people don't understand. I mean, they talk about our federal courts being Admiralty courts. Yes, they are. They're also bankruptcy courts. They are a court of multifaceted jurisdiction where they basically wear a bunch of different hats or at least one hat that they can interchange. And there's been, you know, we used to have separate bankruptcy courts, and there's been lawsuits to bring the bankruptcy courts back under, and when you have any kind of bankruptcy issues, it goes eventually to a federal district court or federal magistrate. The same thing for the IRS, the same thing was for the Coast Guard and Admiralty, to where we used to have separate, distinct Admiralty courts, and the Coast Guard was deeply involved in this. To where eventually in, it's happened several times, and one was after World War II. The more recent one, or the one that's more acknowledged or more well-defined, is when the Coast Guard was moved from the Department of Commerce because of the games it had played in pretending to be a branch of military, this is in the Vietnam War, into the Department of Transportation that was created in 1965, and the Suits and Admiralty Act of 1965 was passed to wrest Admiralty jurisdiction away from the Coast Guard once again and place it back before the Article III federal judiciary where it belongs. Our judiciary is supposed to handle any and all disputes on maritime matters because it's a conflict of interest for the Coast Guard to be bringing matters, like, because the Coast Guard can collide with a commercial ship, and it's the Coast Guard then who would decide what happened. And yeah, it's a conflict of interest.
So where does how does what's happening with you, how does that fit in? Do you perceive this latest National Defense Authorization Act that the dirty people, because I can't say other words.
Dirty rat bastards.
Yeah, exactly. S-1867 that they just passed. Where's the correlation there?
Well, if you go to that piece that you were talking about on RBN, at the very end, this is paragraph 124, petitioner draws attention to S-1867, which is the Senate bill that just passed, H.R. 1540 and 1253, or Defense Authorization Act of 2012, that somehow just legalized much of what petitioner has endured by re- remains to be, in this instance, even if claimed applicable, remains ex post facto. And in our constitutional system, law that we can't make law after the fact to make something that you've done that has not been noticed and has not been put out as being illegal after the fact. And this is, they're doing much of what went on in Germany, to where individuals like Eichmann and others were very adamant about changing the law to make the law compliant, not with natural law or constitutional law or you know, law that most humanists would see as proper, you know, like our first 10 amendments in the Bill of Rights, but to make the law compliant with their actions, to where they were, you know, placing people on rail cars and exterminating them. And they weren't just Jews. They were Christians. They were gypsies. They were gays. You know, they were Catholics. They were political dissidents from across the spectrum who they were exterminating because they stood against what the Nazis stood for. And they made it legal after the fact what they were already doing. Mm-hmm. And that they're trying to do the very same thing here now in our country, to where the United States government is already behaving in this fashion. But Obama's come out and said he can assassinate U.S. citizens overseas without charges, without trial, and he's already done it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just, it raises the hair on the back of your neck, and I don't understand, to be honest with you, why more people don't look at history, Eric, to see the future. Because it's clear. I mean, it's very clear.
Well, they want everything handed to them verbally so that they can seem like they are intelligent and well-informed and smart. So they just parrot what they're given by Fox News and other, you know, outlets, rather than go do some research and some reading and try to figure out what's going on and see if there is, quote-unquote, anything to these, again, quote-unquote, conspiracy theories or, you know, whatever a label wants to be thrown on the truth in history now.
So in your estimation, then, based upon the different things that they're doing here, then, well, civilians would be subject to military jurisdiction.
Well, they're saying that they're saying that the Coast Guard is a branch of military. They use JAG counsel, military uniform commissioned attorneys, to prosecute me. They used Coast Guard medical uniform commissioned officers to have me declared medically mentally incompetent. By the way, I defended myself in the proceedings, and they declared that I'm a civilian.
Let me ask you a question, Eric. What is it that they had alleged that you supposedly did?
They charged me with being depressed.
I'm not making light of it, Eric.
I know.
It's just the crap that goes on in this nation is absolutely outrageous. So being depressed is now a crime, huh?
Well, that's why they called it the Great Depression, right? And that's why we're in another Great Depression. A branch of military, the Coast Guard, that I'm not in, that is much like the Lighthouse Service. They're a caretaker of the lighthouses. For the United States Merchant Marine, they are a librarian. They proctor our tests for our engineering licenses and our mates licenses for captains, chief mates, first mates, second mates, third mates, chief engineers, first assistant engineers, second assistant engineers, and third assistant engineering officers in the United States Merchant Marine, which we don't have much of anymore. 97% of our cargo coming into and leaving the United States is going on foreign flag vessels, which is such a breach of national security and, I would say, civil defense, because when anything like Katrina or Rita happens, rather than having ships just like tow trucks or anything else that we have as a national treasure, as a U.S. Treasury asset that has generators, water makers, beds, hospital on board and can go to, whether it be in Texas or Louisiana or Florida or the Eastern Seaboard or California or Alaska, that can go in the event of a natural, you know, catastrophe and service our people rather than hiring commercial cruise ships that weren't even used. We paid for them, but they weren't even used, like what had happened in Katrina and Rita. You know, it should be done at cost, where we have these, you know, vessels. And I would say, you know, one of the reasons we have a Navy is for projection of power, to protect our international rights of way, our waterborne international rights of way that are our bridges of sorts to foreign civilizations that should be American-owned, American-controlled ships, American-built ships, the best, the fastest, the most economical, and using these platforms to advance biodiesel and other types of energy platforms on a large scale and then spin it off, you know, to private industry. And instead, we have sold off our international rights of way to foreign and mostly, I would say, royal interests, much like BP, British Petroleum, and Shell, Royal Dutch Shell, Queen Beatrix, and others, who own and control the majority of our North Slope oil in Alaska.
You know, Eric, if you would, for people who are listening who don't know what the merchant marines are, would you give a definition of that, please? Because, well, I think probably some people aren't sure what a merchant marine is.
In my situation, and the Merchant Marine Act of 1936 that created my academy at Kings Point instituted the United States Merchant Marine as a naval auxiliary. And if you think of how the Russians plied their, you know, empire, the USSR, prior to the dissolution of the USSR, they used even their fishing vessels and navy, or their trawlers, as passive eavesdropping, the eyes and ears of, you know, the nation state or the Soviet Union. Much like we do ourselves, but much of that is being taken down. The fisheries is part of the United States Merchant Marine. Commercial cargo, like container ships, are part of the Merchant Marine. The oil tankers and that fleet is part of our United States Merchant Marine. Our Navy was spawned from the United States Merchant Marine. The Merchant Marine was actually formed in 1775, a year before our Declaration of Independence, 1776, the Marine Corps was spawned from the United States Merchant Marine as well, as was the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard was actually a volunteer service set up to serve not just the United States Merchant Marine, but all merchant services, so that if a merchant ship ran aground here in the United States, people would go out with longboats and save and protect first and foremost the crew and any personnel on board, civilians or others, and then try to salvage any of the cargo and or the ship if possible. It was part of our, transportation public works system. But Kings Point is the United States Merchant Marine Academy. It is a fellow academy to West Point, Annapolis, and the Air Force Academy. It was instituted in the Merchant Marine Act of 1936, and I coming out of Kings Point as a naval officer serving on special duty in the United States Merchant Marine to be the eyes and ears not only to Congress, but to the courts and also to the executive branch. And rather than listening to myself and others who are out there and have been speaking out about what's going on in the Merchant Marine, they are targeting. And this is, you know, much like I alluded to earlier, being carried on by people who appear to be American, but they have other interests at heart. And I would have to say that they are foreign and they are mostly royal as well, much like what happened in the BP incident. But the United States Merchant Marine was set up, and this was prior to World War II by Roosevelt in 1936, as a naval auxiliary, so that in times of war, much like the lighthouses, they become a strategic, not just military, but also economic asset. Because, you know, in war, as in peace, if we lose the economy, then we've lost everything. And even now, you can see much of what's going on in Europe, and I would have to say Germany, if not around the world and here in the United States, is to take down our own industrial might, our economic might, and prepare us, and I see it coming, in world war. And I see it as a recreation. If you look back 100 years, the progression of what is going on almost is almost exactly the same as what went on in the early 1900s.
It's frightening thoughts, Eric. They truly are. Very frightening.
That's why we're supposed to have a strong United States Merchant Marine in times of peace, so that in times of war, and this goes to our own industrial base, it can be converted to protect and defend the nation.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, we got to go to the final break of the show. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Eric Schein is my guest, everybody. Don't change the dial. We'll be back for the final segment.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121. 4121.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Hey, everybody. This is Maggie Rod, and this is the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my guest is Eric Schein, Lieutenant Eric Schein. And he is the host of In the Zone, Saturday and Sunday night, 11 p. to midnight, Central Time. And his website, Crossing the Rubicon. .org. I will link to his website on mine, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Eric, you know we've only got a couple more minutes. Where do you stand right now with what's being done to you, being prosecuted for depression? Where do you stand in the process? Where are you at?
I'm before the Ninth Circuit. That's what that motion was about. But I want to mention about 1867 and 1540, the Senate and House bills on they're being called the Indefinite Detention Acts.
Yes.
There's provisions in there if you're shown to have any kind of association, and they don't have to prove it. All they have to do is allege it. They tried to allege that I'm somehow connected to Timothy McVeigh, and I have no connection to Timothy McVeigh whatsoever. So you see that, you know, and it's very timely that as I am now before the Ninth Circuit, and rather than, much like in Jesse Ventura's case against the TSA, he sued in federal district court, and it was dismissed for lack of subject matter jurisdiction, which is more commonplace now today than most people care to imagine. They told him that he should have filed his complaint in the circuit appellate court rather than the district court, and Jesse wanted a court trial. And instead it was preempted to where they're telling him it should have been in circuit appellate. And I have to file my appeal from the Coast Guard commandant, the head of an admiral in a branch of military that I'm not in, first and foremost to the NTSB, National Transportation Safety Board, who rubber-stamped their actions of 8 years of prosecuting me as a branch of military that I'm not in, saying I'm a civilian. And now I've had to appeal that to the Ninth Circuit as a petition for review of agency action. I want to mention real quick, though, too, is that if you go read this online on RBN, the one paragraph where it says, petitioner asserts he has due right to counsel under minimally Gideon versus Wainwright, U.S. Supreme Court, 372 U.S. 335, and other more recent law. Otherwise, any agency or department or institution can simply relabel proceedings being administrative, remedial, or internal to carry on prosecutions in manner and form not allowed in our federal courts for civil or even criminal proceedings. So they're using the APA and Administrative Procedure Act and declaring things to be internal, remedial, and administrative when they're not internal, they're not administrative, and they're not remedial to quash First Amendment rights, other rights in the Bill of Rights, even my my Second Amendment rights to bear arms have been taken away from me because I was a commissioned naval officer, and that has been stripped from me from the Coast Guard or by the Coast Guard without due process.
Well, I've only got about another minute or so here. Eric, I want people to go to your website, crossingtherubicon.org. Listen to your show on Saturday and Sunday nights. It's critical that people become aware of what's happened to you. It's just going to happen to other people as well. I mean, it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. They can label any of us anything they want.
Well, we live in a common law country, and we are and we have to be in a common law country, our brother's keeper.
I'll tell you, you're certainly right there. Eric, thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Peace. Thank you.
Peace. Take care, Eric. Keep your chin up. Hey, listen, everybody. Well, we're supposed to be playing Oz here, but we're not playing Oz here. I don't know why, but anyway, we'll get Oz back in. But you know I love to go to Oz, even though we're not going to Oz. We're still reeling in the years. Well, we're going to reel into the weekend. My name is Maggie Rodden. Thanks for joining me today. I appreciate it. Chin up, everybody. Deanna Spingola is next. You can hear me Sundays on the other network, and I'll be back here on RBN with Bright Eyed and Bushy Tailed Monday. Take care, everybody.
The next